Bloomberg on the Economy with Mike McKee and Sarah Eisen.
I want to get to our next guest. He is Peter Kenny over at Knight covers the trading situation. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a busy morning.
It has been, and very little of what's been keeping us busy is positive.
Talk me through it. When you got in this morning or woke up this morning, checked your BlackBerry or Bloomberg, or even last night when everything seemed to break down in Washington, and you thought what?
Yeah, well, you know from my note this morning that, you know, I get calls oftentimes in the middle of the night, you know, about what's going on overseas. And, you know, last night's call was, you know, have you seen what's going on in Asia? How the markets are reacting to the fact that Plan B was not even brought up for a vote, that it appears as though the hopes for a fiscal cliff resolution are being dashed by the dysfunction in Washington. I wasn't aware of it until I looked, and then I was, you know, it was just further confirmation that the world investors, world markets are giving Washington a vote of no confidence. They were willing to give the markets were willing to give Washington the benefit of the doubt. You saw that through the upward bias in markets through December, which many skeptics were, you know, kind of calling out, saying, listen, guys, Washington hasn't done anything in 13 months. They orchestrated this, you know, fail-safe for them to act, and they still haven't done anything. Do you think they're going to get something accomplished? Well, markets basically last night and this morning and today are saying we're losing hope that Washington's going to be able to come to some sort of resolution on this. So, you know, with that as a backdrop, I mean, if we see no progress moving forward, and it does not look like we will, we could see further erosion in market indexes through the end of the month.
So, Peter, what's going to happen? Are markets going to force politicians' hands, or do you think this is just part of the negotiating process? It's going to, as some of my earlier guests talked about, that it's going to go right down to the wire, and we will ultimately get something in place.
Okay.
If not at the end of the year, then right at the beginning of the year.
Well, we'll get something in place. We will definitely get something in place. It could be January 1. It could be March 15th. We'll get something in place because the markets, you know, not a 2% pullback, not a 4% pullback, but a true global sell-off will get Washington to get its house in order. Now, politicians, generally speaking, are not going to be forced, feel as though they're being forced to get some sort of resolution unless they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take something more significant than what we see today, and the markets will deliver on that.
No doubt about it. You know, what I am amazed, though, a little bit, Peter, is that there is, like you said, we're down 149 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, so a decline of 1% in the major averages, be it the S&P or the NASDAQ. But we aren't down much worse than that. So there is some faith out there, investors, who say, come on, guys, you just can't do this again.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And interestingly, and to your point, in spite of the fact that we saw that sell-off yesterday, the beginnings of this sort of wave around the globe, volume was actually less than the previous session. So we did see a downdraft in the markets, but it wasn't the type of downdraft that really speaks with an exclamation point.
Right.
It was it was more a question of less buyers than it was aggressive sellers.
Right.
So that kind of, you know, I think just from a market internal standpoint validates your point.
The VIX has also moved up. That's a volatility index and an indication of, you know, the nervousness by investors in the market. So it's up about 8% today, up almost 2% yesterday, and it was up about 11% on Wednesday. Expected or is it telling us something more significant? Because I'm not surprised to see it move up based on what's been going on in Washington. But is there something more significant in that trend line over the last few days?
Well, it's interesting that, yes, there is something very significant in that it is speaking to the fear of a lack of a resolution. But if you go back to September, the VIX has been basically flatlining and really speaking to no fear at all that something would get something would not get accomplished. In other words, the VIX was very, very low. There was no spike. There was no volatility even in the VIX. But the fact that we've seen a pickup in that over the last 3 days speaks to people starting to hedge their bets.
So, Peter, just one last question. So if we do not get anything by today, which is pretty much expected,
absolutely.
What's the sentiment next week when there's an awful lot of folks and traders on holiday? Volume tends to get pretty light. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting that we see a downdraft in the market to the end of the year. I'm very cynical. I don't expect anything in Washington to materialize that will, you know, at the 11th hour, save Washington's reputation or salvage it or save the markets. I think that we're going to be trending lower. I'm fearful that we have a negative month. If we have a negative month, instead of having a really positive year, it will set up next year as being, you know, a question mark. It, historically, it's not been good for the following year if it's the first year of a presidential cycle. So a presidential four-year term. So, you know, I'm very, very skittish about it, actually. And I do think that there's some negative bias to the market that Washington's not going to be able to prevent unless they come up with something at the last minute.
Listen to Bloomberg on the Economy weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011.